So long.
Yeah, super long time.
Hi everybody and welcome back to Real Good. I'm Sarah Luke and today I'm here with my good friend Kristen. Kristen, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kristen. I live in Houston, Texas.
Yes. Yes, we met in marching band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in high school.
You were a year ahead of me, so I met you as a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be one of the first and then only friends I had in high school because I kept it to my theater and band friends. So you definitely had to have been one of the first friends I made in high school.
Aww.
It's like me,
nice.
Me, you, Dee Dee.
So.
Yeah, we both ran with our little small circles. It's like me, you, yeah. Dee Dee, Julie.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, Julie's like married with a baby and stuff now.
I know.
Okay, so we've been talking for a long time, definitely over a few years. We've definitely been talking for a long time about how we need to do like a podcast together, do a show mm-hmm. together, and how like we're sad we're not in the same city to do it. So technology is so amazing because our dream can come true.
Not everything bad came from COVID. Some good innovations came from it.
That is so true. And I feel like I've seen you a couple times. We haven't had like a face-to-face conversation like since high school, probably maybe like a year after I graduated or like, but I feel like since high school, we haven't gotten to say more than like a quick hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've maintained our friendship on one of the good things about social media. We've maintained like a good connection and friendship through social media, definitely.
Yeah.
Always been able to support each other, which has just been, me and you have just always like had a very similar mind frame on stuff and like definitely had, I mean, we have parallel experiences, which is just so special.
Yes, extremely like, parallel.
It's you and then my friend Chantel. It's like another plus sized mixed friend. It's just so crazy. And it's like without y'all too, like you guys, it's just don't have to explain anything, and like you can just relate on so many things, and I always have valued that.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain, but the value in having someone that just gets it.
Yes,
because so much of our life we have to explain things to people.
And yes.
So nice and rare to have someone that just gets it.
Definitely. Ugh, I feel the same way. So, I've been wanting to do a podcast thing with you for a long time. And then I've been wanting to do, I've always been like, I want to have a Real Housewives show. And that has just kind of, I can't focus on one thing. So I have an everything show, but I'm going to like, there is going to be a big emphasis on Real Housewives. And you're always like, the first person in my mind to talk about this with. Like, this is like a little creative dream come true right now. And that's another thing we connect on. We really love like pop culture. You're the pop culture queen. And then we both love our reality TV.
I wish I could put pop culture under skills on my LinkedIn.
Oh my God. Know. We would like, never struggle
that
again.
That got me. That and personal shopping, let's go.
Yeah. For some reason, in my head and my heart, I was just like, this franchise, like Beverly Hills is the one that we should talk about first. Like, I just feel like they're like, that's a special one for us. I don't know. I feel like something is just screaming at me that that's the one. So here we are. This is my first, Real Housewives deep dive on the show. There should be, you know, several more to come. And so I'm really excited to do this with you.
Yes, I'm ready to talk some shit. I was nice at first, but
yeah. Get into as soon as you asked me, you're like, are we cussing? I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. There is no way we can't. Okay, so just to give everybody a little background info on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's on Bravo, and the show premiered October 14th, 2010. So that was like right before I graduated college.
Yeah.
When I look at like the years these shows came on, it's always crazy to me. It's like, damn, yeah, we've been watching these things for a long time. And Beverly Hills is the sixth installment of the show, which that kind of surprised me. I for some reason thought it was like older than that, but I guess that makes sense. So I think Orange County is the first one, yeah.
Yes.
So
it took them a while to get back to the West Coast.
Yeah.
They spent a while on the East Coast, well, you know, like New York, right. Jersey, Atlanta.
Yeah. And so just, okay, overall, like I love the Beverly Hills franchise. I feel like it's an escape from the other ones. For some reason, it's just like, it feels a little lighter to me. I don't know about how you feel. Like, how do you feel about it in relation to all
the
others?
What I like about Beverly Hills as opposed to the other franchises is these ladies actually got money.
Yes, yes, like, yes.
Other mm-hmm. franchises, they want to appear exactly. like they have money.
Yeah.
But these girls got the real bank. I don't think there's any franchise collectively net yeah. worth as much as Beverly Hills. So there's actually stuff we can lust after.
Yes.
Lifestyles we could be jealous and yeah. envious of.
Definitely.
Like, I remember they went to Dubai on a trip.
Yeah.
God, they're staying underwater in her hotel room.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, it's fun. It's like, yeah, exactly. That's like another reason it's like an escape. And then I think it has definitely the best fashion. Like the fashion yeah. on Beverly Hills is crazy. Mm-hmm. So how'd you feel like about the premiere episode? We have our two new cast members. We have Crystal Minkoff and her husband. I didn't know before, but after watching it, like her husband is the there's the Minkoff Theater in New York is where they showed Lion King, and then she's like, he directed Lion King. So but
I didn't know that either. I was shook and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Money.
That's some real money.
They got actual resumes.
Yes. And then we got Kathy Hilton, which I'm really excited about Kathy Hilton being on, except it looks like it's not going to be like the dirty gossip, like family secret stuff I was kind of hoping was going to be like.
To me, first impressions, I think she's going to be a nutbag.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for it. She really entertained me on this first episode. I don't know. I got a good feeling about her being on there. I think it's like an obvious like choice. It's like, okay, whatever. Everybody yeah. knows each other. But I don't know. She's like very different from everybody else. And I'm surprised that they actually got her to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
'cause, I mean, she has more to lose.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think, like, she's, like, such a big, like, I don't know. I'm really shocked they got her to do it. But I like her and Kyle's dynamic so far. She's a weirdo. I don't know. That's, like, why we watch reality. You know, like, people, now everybody, like, really wants everything to be so relatable and real. And it's, like, that's cool. But also, like, I watch these bitches because they're not like me. Like,
yeah. And, it's an escape from reality. It's escape from your real life.
And it's like,
so you want something like out there.
Exactly.
Like, I would never do that in my life, but I'm entertained.
Yeah. And I think of all the franchises, this is like the ones we have like the least in common with these women. I mean, except for.
Yeah, because they got money.
Yeah. Except, but these women to me are way more likable than Orange County is just a shit show at this point.
They need to totally like revamp
yeah.
Orange County.
They gotta do
life support.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So I don't really have an opinion yet about Crystal. I don't think I'm liking what I see in the trailers though. I like that all these new women of color, they're not shying away from the conversations. Like
I am.
I love to see
pressure.
It. Yeah. We've come a long way, I think, in regards to that with black people on reality shows with white cast or like people of color with white mm-hmm. cast. I feel like the thing of the past was definitely not to rock the boat, but now everybody's just, and like Garcelle is having fun with it. And
damn,
yeah.
Garcelle, he's holding these hoes accountable mm-hmm. as she should.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her. She's really come out of her shell from her first season. She was a little more reserved. Now she's calling people to the carpet and I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I think she's like, she settled in, she got a little comfortable, and then she kind of like saw like, okay, I don't really have anything to be afraid of with this, and she's just going for it. And yeah, I like that she's really going to be holding Rinna and Kyle accountable. And I wrote, Garcelle is not with the shits. That's a note I made. I have to say, so my thing, how do you feel about Dorit? Like, in general?
Okay, so first off, I did not like Dorit at all. Same. When she first came on the scene, same. I actually called her Dorito.
Yes.
Most of the time. She kind of grew on me last year because she wasn't really involved in the Denise bullshit. See, my whole mantra for this season is justice for Denise and protect Garcelle at all costs.
Yeah.
So she really didn't play into that bullshit,
yeah,
you know, Denise smear campaign, and I appreciate that of her.
Yeah.
And she seemed pretty level-headed. So she's growing on me. I mean, she's not a front runner,
right,
but I don't hate her.
I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I used to actively hate Dorit for a while.
Me too.
I used to, like, I could not stand Dorit, and I just like her so much better now. And I love, I wrote down, I took a note about the scene where her kids are throwing shade about her outfit. Like, her kids tore her outfit apart.
Oh, a robe?
Yeah. They call it a robe. Like, I can see her boobs. Like, I love that she's not, it's always nice to see a housewife just settle into the show and realize she doesn't have to, like, fight for attention or fight for the storyline or, like, I love when they, like, settle in there. And she's, like, I mean, because she is really good to play off. Like, she's good. She's just a great cast member now. She's, like, really good for everybody to play off. Like, she's not really stirring the boat. I'm high. I don't know what stirring the boat is, but... She ain't stirring the boat. You know, she seems happier, I guess. Like, maybe some of her and PK's, like, shit has, like, calmed down.
Yeah.
She just seems
like... have, like, legal issues. And
yeah. I feel like quarantine must have been good with her because she just has a whole different energy.
I especially love that she called Kyle out and said, were you late because you were having a photo shoot?
That was so funny.
Kyle would not leave alone about that last season. Like, even at the reunion, she just would not let it go.
Yeah.
And I love that she threw that back at her.
Like, yeah.
Girl, you don't bother me.
Like, I think we've talked about this. Like, Kyle is definitely, like, one of my favorites, and I love Kyle, but I have also loved Kyle's little, like, downfall. Her, like, you know, her last, like, two seasons, it's kind of been like shattering the perfect image of her, and these women just have no problem holding Kyle accountable. And I don't know, it's just kind of funny to watch. It's like, yeah, you know what, you're right, it's about time. And like, I do, I think in the beginning I was like defensive about Garcelle because Kyle was like my favorite, but then I was like, nah, you know what, I can absolutely accept that Kyle is on some fucking bullshit right now. I think she's just like, everybody's so used to being like, nice and shit, and like Garcelle calls it out, and Kyle doesn't know what to do when people just like don't let her get away with shit.
Yes.
I do think there's hope though for them. I feel
I think so.
I think Garcelle's open.
I watch what happens after the episode where all the girls except Erica, of course, wasn't on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed like Kyle and Garcelle are kind of doing well. Now, it's showing that what I got from the vibes is that Crystal and Sutton do not like each other.
Right.
To this day. So they are going to have some major pop-off.
I got to see where Crystal is from. But we know Sutton is Southern, and there's always, like, racial stuff with, like, the Southern person, I feel like. I need to see where Crystal is from, and... it looks like
I like Sutton, but I don't want her to show her ass, and I feel like that's coming.
Yeah.
As far as this
I go back and forth on Sutton. But what I do like about Sutton is she seems very vulnerable, and like, I feel like she says the wrong things a lot of time. I don't really think she has like bad intentions or she's like malicious, but I don't know. She just does a lot of and I think she's right in the preview when she calls her like awkward. I think that is she is very awkward. Like, I feel like Sutton could be, like, I don't know. She's a little... Everybody calls her that. Everybody says that, though. They all say she's, like, a little off.
Crystal was born and raised in California, Northridge.
Okay.
She's a Cali girl.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, I totally forgot that Teddy was leaving. That's how forgettable Teddy is. Because when I got, later on, I got to, like, who should go. And I was like, Teddy. And then when I was looking up stuff again, I was like, wait, Teddy's gone already.
I am so glad that girl is gone. I have never been less impressed by a housewife. Oh, my God.
It's like she had no clue. It's like she never watched the show before and she didn't know what she was getting into. Like, I don't know what show she thought she signed up for.
Look. But, when I heard she was a Mellon Kemp, I was jazzed because I'm like, yeah, maybe we get to see her daddy.
Yeah.
She never brought her daddy on the show.
Exactly.
I don't need her no more.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go on the show. So it's like, okay, well, you served your purpose.
She never embraced the energy. I don't like when people get on Real Housewives and they don't like go with it. They act like it's like a platform for something else. It's like, no, like, I don't like when they don't play the game, play along, you know, like, it's just like, She kind of thought she was, like, above what Housewives is. Yes. She wanted to be taken so seriously, and
Well, then don't be on Housewives.
Exactly.
But you want to, because you want to draw attention to
your
bullshit-ass
your accountability
job that you created out of thin air that's basically diet propaganda bullshit.
Yo, that girl is nuts. Something about those this is kind of controversial, I guess, but, you know, ex-fat girls and fat boys, they kind of crazy. The ones who who lose weight and go in a really extreme way, like her, like Jillian Michaels, are like people who like hate their former fat selves.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are, it's like, oh, they're like very, they're very intense and very like, I don't know. Body positivity, sure. Losing weight's great, but like, don't go nuts in the process. All right. So.
I literally think that if they're fat, they serve no use on the planet. Like, they think they're worthless if they're fat.
Exactly.
And it's like, you have value no matter what size you are.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight, then go for
it. Exactly.
But you act like anybody fat is just the scum of the earth.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Ugh. Okay, so now we're going to, like, dive back a little into just the show in general. And okay. I asked you to think about what your favorite season was.
Yes.
Did you figure it out?
I thought long and hard.
Okay.
And yes, I have my answer. It's going to sound cliche,
mm-hmm.
but my favorite season is indeed season one.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Season ones on any of these franchises, they're special in a sense that most of these girls are not household names yet.
Mm-hmm.
Ergo, they don't have shit to lose, meaning they're going to bring it and be completely batshit nuts.
Yes, definitely.
Two of my favorite moments in franchise history came from season one.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being, you stole my goddamn house.
Mine too. I have that one as mine.
Cam and Kyle arguing in the limo.
Yo, the limo.
And come on, how can we forget the dinner of all dinners? Alison Dubois. Stuck in her vape, he will never satisfy you emotionally. Come on!
The fucking psychic, yes.
Gold!
Oh
that
my god.
Fucking gold. Like,
so
I
good.
Remember, like, watching that season with my mouth. Just,
yes.
Is this really happening?
That's when,
season one. They had nothing to lose.
Exactly. That's like Orange County, too. Those early seasons are so, like.
Exactly. Once they start becoming household names and getting fame, having their 50 businesses, be it a pop song, a liquor, a clothing brand, a restaurant.
Yeah.
Then they start getting boring because it's like, I got shit on the line.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Atlanta, Candy got 50 restaurants. She ain't playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Cynthia trying to have whatever business. She not playing with y'all.
Exactly.
I like it when they want to play.
I do too. Yo, like, Kyle, that limo fight, like, she would never do that shit. Now she's very, that limo fight is everything. It's so shocking.
She's super reserved.
Yeah.
Mauricio now is high all the time, and it bothers her.
Yeah, I love seeing Mauricio high. He's like my favorite.
That's the only way he can deal with her.
He's like my favorite house husband. I love Mauricio.
I am a
huge fan.
Oh my god, fine as hell.
Yeah,
oh my god.
He's beautiful. Yes. Yeah.
Daddy all day, Mauricio.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I like
the ones that want to have fun.
Yes.
Like the thought and plot.
Yeah.
Let's get drunk, naked, wasted, and
want
to talk to OC and have a good time.
That's why this latest season of Atlanta got good again, because LaToya and Drew in them. Like, that that aspect of it came back where they, like, I don't know. Like, I like seeing, like, I like seeing somebody act a fool. That's why I love New York, too.
Niece energy. I think we need more niece energy yes. in New York. I mean, not in New York, in Atlanta. But New York, hands down, is the drunkest franchise.
Yes.
Out of all of them.
Yes.
They get drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk. I've never seen ladies get drunk like New York gets
yeah.
drunk.
Yeah.
And that's all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's getting crazy. It's, God. Okay, so that was your favorite was season one. Yeah, season one is great.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is, and I had to, like, so much happens on this show. Something I did forget to look up. I meant to look up, does this show have the most cast changes? Because there is a lot of cast member changes on this one. I really went and look up and see which one has the most. But I have...
It might be better OC.
Oh yeah, OC does have a lot. I feel like they change every season.
Yeah.
Okay, so season three. And all of these people were on season three, all in the same season. Adrian, Lisa Vanderpump, Yolanda, Brandy, Kim, Taylor, and then Faye Resnick was the freaking friend that season. Like,
that is a good one.
All those crazy ass bitches were together on one. And some things that happened that season, that was when Brandy and Lisa Vanderpump were getting, like, weirdly close, and nobody knew what the fuck was going on with that, when their, like, friendship was, like, really budding. That was when Kim had just got out of rehab, and she was acting super wacky, and nobody knew if she was using again or drinking again or whatever. And that was right...
I Love Turtles? Was that around
yes.
there?
Yeah, I feel like that was, yeah. Taylor, she was dealing, like, that was her husband had committed suicide the season before, so she actually had her on this show that season after, like, which is crazy to think about now. And so they showed her dealing with that. And then Adrian and Paul had gotten divorced that season too. So when I was, like, looking that up, I was like, wow, that's what I'm talking about when I told you they don't really have the stakes aren't high anymore. Like, the drama, like, Puppygate is, like, what we're dealing with. Or, like,
I hate that they harp on one incident.
Yeah. Or, like, let's talk about a threesome for a whole, like, not a threesome. Let's talk about, like, a lesbian hookup for
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And back then, I mean, the drama was, like, life or death shit. We're talking about sobriety and suicide and, like, divorces, like, scandal. And, I mean, you know, I'm glad the ladies' lives have calmed down, but this shit was just another level back then.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what are some, like, favorite moments from...
I told you, you stole my goddamn house in Alison Dubois, Queen.
Yes.
Another one is break the glass on him. Don't you talk about Harry Hammond.
Mine too. Oh, my God.
Lisa Rinna was about to cut a bitch.
I love it.
And, oh, my God. That was one of the best. First of all, I love that she always says her husband's full name.
Yes.
Harry Hamlin.
Yes.
And don't mention him because she will cut your ass.
Oh, my God. And before that, we also had only been shown, we're just all, in case people don't watch that show, that marriage is always shown pretty near perfect. Like, it's very, he's kind of really shown as, like, a very close to perfect husband, father. Yeah. Like, we... And we've only seen, like, the good side, only heard good sides until this moment. And that, like, it's always when they drag a husband in that it gets, like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I have that.
Always wants to accuse a husband of cheating or
some business shit.
Being,
like,
queer, you know, which I'm tired of all housewives. Can we stop using sexuality as a insult?
Yeah.
It's not an insult.
Yeah.
Like, stop using that as a way to get back at somebody.
Yeah.
But they love pulling that shit out.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's that's all that fucking Atlanta was about this season, too. It's just, like, it's tired. Yeah. And it sends a really bad message. And they're, how old, all these bitches, are too old for that shit.
Yes.
Also, one of my moments was that, that same fight with, Rinna throwing the glass. But, and then in that same fight when Kim called Eileen a beast. Oh my, beast, you. I love Eileen. You
I
beast.
Love Eileen too. I love Eileen.
I loved Eileen. I love that soap opera energy she brought. She was so intense, but she definitely didn't quite fit into the bullshit of like she's not a reality TV person. She
You can go.
No, yeah. I just feel like she didn't want to play the game of what the of what reality TV is and do the whole thing.
I think there's a discrepancy between the ones who have quote unquote a regular 9-to-5 job. Like,
yes.
Denise was the same way. She was on a soap opera.
Yeah.
They're filming every day. She got to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
She got to go hair and makeup. Learn her lines.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't have time for the bullshit.
Yeah. And then there's also the aspect of, like, actual actors being on here. I mean, I'm not anywhere near this level, but I've always said I would never, if I ever do reality TV, that blows my chances of being a serious actor, an actress. And that is a big stigma with actors and stuff, too. So I definitely think that eventually those people, they like tend to like step away from it, or they like have a weird relationship with being on reality TV.
Yeah.
Too.
And why it worked for Kyle and Kim is because they were child actors. They had eons. Lisa Rinna too. So it's like,
Lisa Rinna will do anything. Lisa Rinna will.
Commercials.
Yeah.
Like the adult diapers. Girl.
Yeah. I do like that she embraces that she'll do anything. She's just kind of someone who just loves to be on camera for anything. Which, you know, that's
like her videos dancing on social
media. Oh, yeah.
thirsty. She loves the spotlight, honey.
Yeah. you have some other moments?
I just have the three.
Okay.
Oh, but were you doing coke in the bathroom is one.
Yeah.
or the one. Okay, that one was Lisa accusing Doree of people doing coke in her bathroom at a party. And another one was years before that was when Brandy was talking about Kim doing crystal meth.
Yes.
Those are gold to me.
Oh my God. Brandy brought some real
bathroom.
Yes. Brandy brought a lot to this fucking show. She's so nuts.
Yeah. Now, you want to talk about thirsty bitch. That bitch, she will give anything to be back on camera.
Yep.
Anything.
Yep.
That's why I didn't really believe the whole Denise thing, because I'm like, she's so hungry to get the spotlight. Like, I don't care what they did. You know? Like, who gives a damn?
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty odd because Kyle didn't like her, didn't trust her for shit, but now all of a sudden y'all are friends.
Yeah.
Because why? You wanted to bury Denise.
Yeah. It worked out for her. I have, so for my moments, I have those same two with you as you, like the Amsterdam trip with the fight. Oh wait, but also during that fight, after when Rinna through the glass, when Kyle ran out the door in the fight. I rewatched this scene yesterday and it was so intense, and then Kyle is just like, how can I defend you? Kim was off her fucking rocker. Okay, and so I also had that limo fight, season one, and so for people who don't know, also that fight we were just talking about with the glass being thrown, that was season five. So the season one limo fight was so shocking because that also, we knew on that series that something was wrong with Kim. We knew she was an addict, but that was like when she literally said it. I remember when I watched that, I remember being like, oh my God, like it was just so shocking.
I don't see myself like putting my sibling out there on TV like that.
Yeah.
Like, that was what shocked me the most. I'm like, damn, it's your family.
Yo, that family right there, they have a crazy, crazy, that's why I was like hoping Kathy was going to bring some like crazy twistedness. And it's like, oh, Kathy's too old for that, I guess. But, yeah, they have like a crazy fucked up history and past. Another one of my favorite moments, but it was like several moments. Do you remember like Lisa Vanderpump and Portia's little bond that they had? Like Kyle's dog. I loved those scenes. Like I really miss, I miss like the, in the end, I did not like Lisa Vanderpump and I much prefer her on Vanderpump Rules because I like her. I like her alone. I think she does get like messy with people, but I really miss when things were good and like her light scenes and her light energy that she brought to that show.
That's fun. It's a blast.
Yes, yes. Very much so. And then I also love Kyle and Maurizio's like marriage. Even if it's a sham, I don't care. I like to pretend what I see
I
on there.
I think it's a sham.
No, I mean, they've been together so long too. Yeah. I just love them. I love him. I like that couple a lot. Okay. So now some favorite cast members. Who are your favorite cast members like of all time? A few of your favorite cast members.
Of all time. Okay. Well, at first, Kyle was my number one, but she started declining over the years because I feel like she's calculated. I feel like she played a hand in running off Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Running off Niece. I feel like she wants to be number one
right.
and will take out anybody in her way. And that kind of doesn't sit well with me. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing that didn't sit well with me is you remember when her house was burglarized?
Yeah.
And they had her staff, she had her staff go take lie detector tests. And that's
I'm telling those bitches are crazy. That Richards family is fucking. I think Kyle does.
Automatically, your cleaning staff stole from you. It came off a little racist to me.
Totally.
The way she treated Garcelle came off a little racist to me. So it's like, I'm kind of like erring on the side of caution with her.
Yes. Kyle definitely strikes me as the type of woman who never spends time with black people. And so she's feeling very like she's just doing too much. She's like, girl, just relax and just like, and you're making yourself look even worse and you're acting even worse because you're like so nervous and like, it's like, just chill.
There's still people at the end of the
day. Yeah, it's like she's an alien. I think she's so afraid of like missteps and shit. It's like, just relax. Just treat her like your other friends.
Yes. I loved Lisa Vanderpump because she had real money.
Yeah.
She got real money. I love Pump Rules. I do agree she's better on that show.
Yeah.
I like seeing Boss Lady Lisa.
Yeah.
I like seeing Lisa about her back. I love Ken Todd. Ken Todd is the ride or die husband.
Yeah.
He did not play with y'all messing with Lisa.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's respectable. Let's see. Who else? I liked Rinna when Rinna was fun. She's too messy now.
Yeah.
I'm still justice for Denise Richards. I wish she stayed and kept these bitches in their place because they're just mad haters.
She should have stayed.
Yeah, she should have stayed.
And she should have stayed and changed her damn narrative.
Yeah, because sis, your resume speaks for itself. I don't give a fuck what the rest of these hoes gotta say.
I had so much hope for her on that show at the beginning. I loved, like, that first, she was so funny and laid back at the beginning and stuff. And then they just got to her. Everything got to her. And then it just, like, I don't know, but it would have been really nice if she had been able to change and stay and like flip this shit on everybody.
Yes. So let's see. I think Taylor should come back.
Yeah, that would be really great.
I think there's been enough time for her to like heal and process stuff. And I saw her on a Blast from the Past episode of Watch What Happens. She seems like she's in a good place. She has a man.
I would be here for that. I would definitely be here for that.
I think she should come back. I don't think she was on there long enough. And she was a good time girl.
Yeah. And then when she wasn't, she was great TV still.
Yes.
She
she became a meme that
shattered
the internet. You know, yeah, like her with the cat, like, iconic.
That's what I was just about to say, iconic. You know, there's those, like, Real Housewives people. I mean, same as, like, it's like Vicky and Tamara. Like, they're fucking nuts, but, like, that's, like, iconic reality TV to me.
You can't think of OC without thinking of Vicky and Tamara.
Yeah, they need to go ahead maybe, I don't know. They maybe need to bring Tamara back. If they're going to keep people, they need to bring Tamara back. But on this show, so if you brought Denise back, who would you, or if you brought Taylor back, who would you send out for Taylor?
Okay, so I gotta eliminate somebody right now. Well, I mean, Erica Jane might be doing a big prison, so that'll free up some space, that horrible hoe.
Yeah, I kind of say it's time. Yeah, I say Rinna and Erica, time to go.
Yeah, Rinna can go.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
I wouldn't mind Rinna having her own show, and, like, whoever wants to watch that can watch that. Like, but, like, I don't think she is bringing new things to this show anymore.
she doesn't have a storyline. Her storyline is being all up in everybody else's business.
She's gonna run the risk of going NeNe, like turning like real bitter and like,
yeah,
if they keep her on, I think she's gonna, like, now she could save herself. I think she could, like, she could save herself before she becomes, like, totally, like, villain. Because she's nearing that point.
Yeah.
She is nuts. But I do love watching Rinna, but she just, I'm like, I think it's time for her to go do something else. I
like Rinna when Rinna's having a good time, like, yeah. Get on that fucking table and dance.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Those are the moments I love.
Like, I think she's really going through something very, like, clearly right now. I always, when I watch this Housewives and I'm like, I'm like an energy person. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, she's like, I caught it when NeNe was like, it's like, oh, she's like, something is like spirit, disrupting her spirit right now. And I think that's where Rinna's at. So like I wrote down like Lisa Vanderpump, even though there was a lot of times I didn't really like Lisa, I always liked her on the show. She brought a lot to the show.
I just love seeing her house and all her animals.
Yeah, I think she left, that definitely changed. That definitely is like shifted to a different era. Like, that was the end of an era when she left.
And she knew how to throw some nice fucking parties. Those
She's just so fun to watch.
He's a good host.
Yes. I have Kyle. Kyle is like my favorite. I don't know why. No, Kyle is likable until she fucks up. She just, I like watching Kyle's, like, family, and I don't know. And then, okay, so I have Eileen. I loved Eileen. Like I said, I think it was time for her to go, but she was really fun to watch, and definitely different from everyone else. Like, and then, like, the people who have the serious careers, they definitely are on a different, like, that's why, like, Candy is in a different, on Atlanta, she's like a kind of in a different lane than everyone else. And I really like that about Eileen. And I, you know, being an actor, like I always loved when they showed that. I love when she brought Erica on the show. Like, I love when they showed her doing her actor thing. Okay, do you remember Carlton the Witch?
I did not like that bit. Okay. She went hard at Kyle, and that was back when I loved Kyle. Hold up.
I put her on the list because of how awful and wrong she was for the show. Like, Kyle says she likes to pretend that season never happened. Like, she was horrible for this show.
Like, goth chapel in her house, crosses everywhere.
She was mean to Kyle. She was real mean.
She was very mean to her, and I didn't understand why.
She was nuts.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Never hit Carlton ever.
She was like, I don't practice dark arts anymore, but I used to. But now I have children and I would never go to that side again. I was like, oh, okay. Yolanda was like, she was good TV. But she was
I think she got old for me after a while.
She, like,
I think when her sickness came is, you know,
it's like time to go. Definitely. She got real, it wasn't fun anymore. Like, whenever a housewife, like, shifts where it's, like, not fun anymore, that's when it's, like, it was time for, whenever Kenya took her break, it was time for her to go. It's time for Tamara to go from OC. It was time for NeNe to go, for sure.
Dorinda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people are, like, upset about that, but they might have saved that woman's life, honestly.
I love Dorinda, but she needed this break.
Definitely. Because
she wasn't fun Dorinda anymore.
Yeah.
She wasn't the Dorinda we loved, and she needs to get back to that.
Yeah.
So I totally respect this break. I hope we see her again.
I was good. I think they'll bring her back. Yeah, I think that and then, okay, so for who needs to go, we already talked about that. And then I also made this note, the Cali Housewives shows in general, they need a shake up. I know they just got two new cast members, but they need another shake up on this show. Yeah. And yeah, like Rinna and Erica. Erica, yeah, she's done. I even if this scandal wasn't going on, I think she would be done on that show. I like used to love her on there, but I think she's not having fun anymore either.
She's just so rude to every damn body for no reason.
Yeah.
And I love the two people who want to talk the most about being authentic and owning it. Do not do that for their personal lives.
Yeah.
Rinna and Erica.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah.
Own your own shit. Like,
yeah.
Y'all are stealing from fucking victims. Own that.
Yeah.
Bro. spend $40,000 a month on a hobby?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, you weren't a real pop star. You didn't become famous until we saw you be on a pop this star show.
Yeah.
And then people started coming.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's really just a hobby for you. You're not Madonna. You're not Lady Gaga. You're not Britney.
Do you remember back on when that episode where they met like Bethany was on that episode and she's like, she's like, yeah, I don't think this is, she was like, yeah, I don't think this is like a serious thing. You should like do something. This is like a hobby. Or so I remember her just being like, yeah, what's this whole thing you're doing? I don't like.
It's a hobby. I'm sorry. That's like, a creative outlet, and that's amazing for you.
Yeah.
Spending money that was supposed to go to victims of things such as burns and plane crashes, you're fucking vile.
Yeah.
And I want to see you in hell.
Yeah.
I can't spend this.
I definitely need to look more. I need to look more into like the whole. Everything going on around the divorce and like the isn't it like what bankrupt thing too and like all the
I think they're freezing the ass.
Yeah, I need to dive into that more. But honestly, like I was gonna have us talk more about that, and then when I got closer to it, I was like, yeah, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I'm just like, yeah, man, I don't know if I care to like to do that. So.
And now from here on out, whenever I see her getting glam done, I'm just like rolling my eyes and cringing so hard because I'm like, bitch, that's stolen glam.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were like, I told you these little housewife dives are kind of like to get people who don't know much about it, to get them more into it on top of, you know, entertaining fans. So if you were telling somebody about this show, like what would you like tell them to get, like, how would you describe this show? Like what you like about it? In relation and like what you don't like about it, or like, yeah, in the big picture of Housewives.
In the big picture of Housewives, okay, because in my regular life,
yes,
it's not, it, I wouldn't be able to get away with calling someone a bitch and throwing a drink in their face.
Yeah.
So after a long day of work, trying to play nice with people who I'd rather cuss out on email, I like to go home and watch these ladies yell at each other.
Yes.
And it makes me feel better about my life. It's it's like a cathartic, emotional release to see someone get a drink thrown in their face. And I can just imagine that's me throwing it at that bitch I hate.
You know what I've also always loved about Real Housewives, every single franchise? I love that they're all kind of like older women. And so I've always loved that they show me that life, like not even just life, but like a social life, partying, vacation, girls trips, that those things don't ever have to stop.
Yes. And that is good.
Cause like I am definitely like a fucking like girl clique kind of girl. Like I love like my friends. I'm like a girl's girl. And so I love that idea of like, we're just gonna go on our trips forever. We're just gonna have slumber parties forever. We're gonna party. Oh, yeah. And I have always loved that about Real Housewives. And it's just always like given me kind of hope about a fabulous future. And it's truly an escape. And Beverly Hills in particular is definitely an escape. And
it also shows me that like, if the money doesn't come, it doesn't really matter because these women are batshit crazy.
Exactly.
And they got all the money they could want.
Exactly.
So it's like, Kristen, your life's not so bad.
So yes, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is definitely one of my favorites of all the franchises. It's really fun fashion. It's, the later years is when the fashion gets really fun.
Yeah.
When Dorit comes. Like Dorit and Erica. And Rinna too has some. I like Kyle's fat, but Kyle's like the caftan queen and shit. But
yeah,
they all bring some like really good like fashion moments. Dorit just tries shit. It's just it's fun to watch. The first few seasons are very dramatic, very intense. Lots of like family, like it's just intense. Now it's a lot more lighter than it was in the beginning, but where does this kind of rank in your, of all the franchises, like, is this one of the ones you like more or like one of the ones you're more indifferent about?
It's one of the ones I like more. OC is definitely trending lower or if not lowest on that list.
Yeah.
Of course, my tops, I gotta support my black sisters.
Yes.
I my queens. Mm-hmm. Atlanta's number one.
Yeah, Atlanta's amazing.
Potomac is up there as well. I love New York and Jersey. I'm equal opportunity, pretty much.
Yeah.
I've watched all the Housewives except Dallas because fuck them.
Yeah.
Rules. And they're assholes. And super racist.
Yeah.
From what I've been reading.
Yeah.
And those bitches need to be fired.
They need to just get rid of Dallas altogether.
I approve that message.
Yeah.
I have not watched not 1 second of Dallas, and I don't plan to ever.
Yeah. Another thing I'll say about Beverly Hills is some of these franchises, you can tell these women are closer and they love each other and they spend more time. I feel like Beverly Hills is definitely one of the casts that I feel love each other and are like actually really close. I mean, you know, we have our ups and downs, and then we have like our new members who are not as close yet. But like, I feel like there's a definite like friendship amongst these women. They're much more likable than Orange County women. They're all miserable at this point, but like you, I watch everything except for Dallas. I feel like we have, as far as the ones we like, we have similar ones, but I do think we have a lot of really different opinions, which is always really fun on here.
Yeah.
Like, I think like you were from the beginning all for Garcelle, and I was like, but then when I admittedly was like, I'm biased with, cause like Kyle has always been my girl. And then I like had to wake up and see, but now I really like her a lot more. And I think it's just really cool that she's like here really embracing it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
fun.
Like I said, protect Garcelle at all costs.
Yeah. And I think the other women have kind of starting to feel that same way too. Like Dorit, I feel, is starting to be more like, I can see the other women getting more warm and protective towards Garcelle. And
that reminds me, like Lisa Rinna is fake as fuck.
Yeah.
Trying to kiss Garcelle.
Yeah.
She knows that Garcelle knows that she's a fake ass.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna is the fakest bitch on the show.
Yeah.
Talking about she feels bad for Denise. If you did, you wouldn't have let her leave the show.
Yeah.
And I saw and watch what happened. She says she hasn't talked to her.
Right.
Well, if you feel bad, why haven't you talked to
her? And it's really excellent that from the first episode, Garcelle is calling that shit out and asking her directly. And
that's a down-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Another thing I like about Real Housewives is I see things like, I would want a friend like that.
Yes.
I would want a friend like Garcelle.
Definitely.
She literally ride or died for Denise, and she still defended Denise, and Denise is not even there anymore, and she's still going to keep her memory alive.
Yeah.
That's a real friend.
Definitely. So what would you like to see, like what's some predictions for like this upcoming season, or what would you like to see this season, or what are you excited about?
I'm excited to get to the dirt with Erica, even though I don't think we're going to get much because she was not even too impressed.
Yeah.
But I want you to own it. I want you to own it.
Yeah.
predictions, I really think from the previews, first of all, I do not like the way Erica spoke to Sutton in the preview.
Oh my God.
If Erica spoke to me like that, we would have went outside and I would have whooped
her Erica ass. Erica likes to seem really tough, but she's a fucking Cancer, so... She's
she
not
someone who she knows she can.
Exactly. Remember the Teddy thing?
Like you said, Sutton is awkward and a little, you know, weird. So she knew that she could talk to her like
exactly.
That. Baby.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
I think Sutton is going to show her ass as far as race goes.
Yeah.
And I really hope it's not too bad because I don't want to not like her.
Yeah.
Because I do like her, but it seemed like she is really going to get into it with Crystal.
Yeah. I would really love to see Kyle and Garcelle like squash this. I don't think they're ever going to be like, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say they'll never be good friends, but I want them to like be civil and really mean it. I want them to get like, I hope that just, I don't know. I just want Kyle to be like likable again. Yeah. And that's what I really hope Kyle will chill out this season. And
she needs to stop taking it too seriously.
Yeah, and you know, she was doing a movie last season, so maybe she was a lot more stressed. I hope she's like chilled out some from quarantine, and I just hope she just
Kyle that did the splits and the hair whips. That's the Kyle I like.
Exactly. Yeah. I would love to see, you know, I'd like to see some Kyle and Dorit get like fun and happy again together, because Dorit is like also kind of like Garcelle and shit. They like don't trust her no more. Mm-hmm. Nobody trusts Kyle anymore because Kyle was like the ultimate victim last season.
I would like to see Kathy bring in
some right
family drama, like you said. But yeah. I mean, she got that Hilton name to protect.
Yeah.
I don't really see it happening. No. I would love it if you drop a little something, something on us.
Yeah. I would love to. I'd like to see a little Paris cameo. It won't happen, oh, but yes. I would love to see. Okay. This is a little side note, but have you watched that Paris Hilton documentary that she did on YouTube, like the recent one?
I have not.
You should. She like talks about her parents used to like send her off to like, you know, bad kid schools, like boarding schools. And she went to like really abusive boarding school thing. And
yes,
like,
I read articles.
Yeah. And so it talks about that. About. And it talks like, I don't know what it is, but I've always liked Paris Hilton shows. Like she had like my BFF or, and then she had like that, The World According to Paris.
Iconic.
I always really enjoy watching her shows. And this one, she also talks about, you know, her whole character, the whole character that Paris Hilton was, like her real voice and all that shit. So it's like really good. But the Hilton family is just so, so much like juicy gossip, like dirty family history. And I just want a little bit.
Just give us breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Please.
I would like to see some real drama like that. And if I'm not going to get a dramatic season, I want an all fun season. Like if I'm not going to get real drama and not like so puppy gate shit, I want like the next season to be like a fun, everybody getting along
drinks,
season.
Dancing, vacations, living the life.
Maybe next season, yeah, like they'll get rid of Erica and Rinna and they'll get Taylor and then they'll get like, I would like to see a young hot housewife come shake it up. I like when like the young ones come in and like they bring drama because they like call the old women old or like they make somebody jealous. Like that hasn't happened on Beverly Hills. I think that was Dorit maybe before. She was like the hot one that came in and shook stuff up. I think that they're overdue for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of humbles them a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like a fun dynamic to watch.
I do have a random fat bitch gripe about LA and Beverly Hills that I just gotta say. Stop calling these fucking cookouts barbecues.
Oh,
they don't have no fucking ribs, no brisket, no chicken.
That is what they
put corn on the grill.
That's what they do up here.
Texas, this shit is not barbecue. Stop
yeah, they do that up in the north.
Burgers and hot dogs are not a barbecue, baby.
That's something they do up in the north, and it drives me nuts. It drives
if
like
I showed up
people
to that
up
shit
here.
And
yeah.
I didn't see no brisket, bitch. I'm flipping a table.
That's so funny. That's like, oh my god, every Texan has that reaction whenever like the first I went on a mission trip one time. And they're like, all right guys, tonight, it was like, I think we were in Canada, and they're like, tonight we're having barbecue, and we're like, ah! And that night it was burgers and hot dogs, and all the Texans were like, what the fuck, like this is not what we signed up for.
Side items. But you got your mains, you got your ribs, you got your brisket. Like, yeah,
just call it grilling or call it a cookout.
Yes, the hot dogs and hamburgers are really for the kids, but we getting the ribs and the brisket and the chicken with the sauce and the corn and shit. Throw some shish kebabs on that hoe.
Oh, but I love shish kebabs.
Where are the ribs at?
Yeah.
Like, don't invite me to no shit. And then they get dressed up. Y'all outside. Why do you wear
this is like the ultimate overdressing franchise, the Beverly Hills. I love it. When Crystal showed up to that both of the moments, like when Crystal did that and the other season when Denise showed up in her shorts and they're like, oh, your shorts are so cute. Those lace shorts.
Yeah. And I blame Dorit and Erica for that because with their fashion, everyone else felt like, oh, we got to step it up. We got to. So it's like a fashion off every event. It could be, oh, meet me at Walgreens, and they're going to show up full glam.
Yeah, like, Crystal and Kathy showed up laid back. These bitches were dressed up there. Okay, well, I think, do you have any other thoughts on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No. Lisa Rinna's a fake-ass bitch. That's like what my hill I'm dying on right now.
Yeah, you know, Lisa.
And I just get out about that barbecue. I'm still mad.
Lisa, we thank you for what you've given us, but we think it might be time for you to go.
One thing I noticed, like you said, you read energies.
Yeah.
I'm big on body language too.
Yeah.
And in confessionals for Erica, she wasn't really looking at the camera like
ooh,
she used to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that tells me you're hiding something.
Definitely.
And it's like, I never noticed that before, but yeah. I noticed it on the first episode. So I'm going to be paying more attention as the season goes along, especially when they bring up things in regards to Tom
yes.
and their legal battles.
That's an interesting catch. She had a moment where she like, they were like, oh, did everybody get rid of everybody in their life? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm down to Tom and the dog or whatever. Like, and I was like, this is some awkward foreshadowing because you're getting divorced this season.
Yes.
I'm going to look out for that eye contact thing. That's interesting.
Yes. Oh, I'm also tired of rich people talking about how much their lives suck and how bored they are in COVID.
Oh my God. Yeah. Editors need to leave that part out. Like we're, I don't like that anymore.
We've seen it enough with enough shows now.
Yeah. They have like
long enough. There's been enough reality shows. We're tired of the story. Cause we live COVID too. So
yeah.
Like we can kind of leave that alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we know what we get it. We're done with that. That's why we're watching this. Like we want something different.
An escape.
Yeah.
That's what it always comes back to. It's an escape from reality. So stop reminding us.
Exactly.
And especially stop reminding us from your multi-million dollar home.
Yeah, with your pools and your huge ass yards and you still have a staff and you still have like all the money to like get whatever you want right now.
Exactly.
And you don't have to work. You can just play with your kids and shit. And start clothing lines and stuff.
Even they act like playing with their kids is the worst.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, these kids are driving me nuts.
It's like, oh, my bad. No one told you to have them.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're over Erica. We're over Rena. We're on that same page. But looking forward to what happens with the rest of the season. And I look forward to talking with you about another franchise and another just show in general. Like, my goal with this show is, like, it's called Real Good, with the real is, like, kind of a reference to reality TV. So, like, any fucking, like, random reality show or something you think about, you want to talk about. Like, I'm so excited because this is, like, just been, like, a creative and personal goal to get this podcast going again. And this is my fifth episode, and the last time I did a podcast, I only made 4 episodes. So this time I was stuck on 4 episodes again. So like me and you doing this episode, like you've helped me like break through that 4 episode thing. I've officially made more episodes of this podcast than my other one. And I'm just so grateful to have you on here doing this with me.
No problem. I didn't think anybody thought what I had to say was that interesting, to be honest.
Oh, no, I've always told you, man, you're just like the pop culture queen. Like, you're just the, like, I just love
maybe
talking
you can
about
do it in person when you come to Texas.
Yes. I'm down there. I always do my summer trip and then my winter trip. So we need to do one of those. This has just been so many years in the making. So thank you so much. And it's always just such a joy to talk about reality TV with you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Of course. And you know what? I would like to do a little check-in at the end of at reunion time. We're going to do a little we'll do a reunion episode.
Okay.
Kind of to check in.
I'll have my notes ready.
Yes, please. Well, thank you so much, Kristen. Do you have anything to plug or anything you want to like I don't know.
No.
I don't know. You know, you might have this novel you wrote that I didn't know about.
No, I have nothing. This is like the first like creative outlet I've done in a very long time.
Cool.
Actually, I've just been a slave to corporate.
Yeah. America. Yeah. And that's something I have always recognized that within in you too. Like, that's why this is another thing I wanted to do as an outlet for both of us. Cause it's like, I know we both don't get to like, I mean, we're like made to do this and we just happen to not get to like live those lives yet. But that's the great thing about podcasting is like now we have our own show. We can do these things that we've always wanted to do because we just have the best commentary on this shit. Like, I love talking to you about this stuff.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, girl. Well, you have a great night and thank you so much. And I really appreciate you doing this.
Okay.
All right.
Until next time.
Yes. I'll talk to you later, girl. Bye.
Bye.